Rupert Murdoch has downplayed his political influence. The News Corporation boss told a British inquiry into media ethics that he's never asked any prime ministers for favours. Mr Murdoch was being questioned about his relationship with former British prime ministers. The Labour backbencher Craig Thompson wants to stop a Senate committee from publicly releasing a report into the alleged misuse of funds at the union he used to head. Fair Work Australia has found a raft of contraventions at the Health Services Union. Mr Thompson has strenuously denied any wrongdoing during his time at the union. Former medical board investigator says systemic failures in Queensland's health system are putting patients' lives at risk. Joanne Barber has provided a detailed report of her allegations to the state's Crime and Misconduct Commission. The commission's chairman says her allegations will be properly investigated. A welfare group says the federal government should cut poorly targeted subsidies and tax concessions in next month's budget. The Australian Council of Social Service says the move could save $8 billion a year. It's made several suggestions, which include abolishing the education tax refund. France says the Security Council should consider using force in Syria if the UN peace plan fails to stop the violence. France's Foreign Minister Alain Juppé is calling for a rapid increase in the deployment of UN observers. He says if Syria doesn't comply with the ceasefire by early next month, the Security Council should take action.